Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On your Mind Morning Show, and I'm Jeff Left in for Scott, a much-deserved vacation, Scott Hennin, and I'll be here till 11, and it's such fun. I always wanted to do this show because it is such a great show, and Scotty has done so well with all that he ever touched, and what a successful thing he's got going here for sure. So in the news today, we need to know where you are on this. I think it's an amazing story. Sirhan Sirhan, 77 years old. Now, you do realize that when he went to prison, he had a death sentence. And the death sentence could not be, it was commuted. And the reason it was is California pulled the death penalty, their state house, and pulled the death penalty. And so he could not be executed. And that's important to this. He's been denied 15 times. He shot RFK in 1968. Now, 68 was a crazy year, folks. You got 68, you got Martin Luther King getting assassinated. You've got RFK getting assassinated. You got the Democratic Convention that was just crazy. I mean, just crazy. And let's not forget Sergeant Pepper was released. That's really big. And so all I'm saying is all this stuff is going on. He was 24 years old when he shot RFK. And I still don't know if they proved if he was set up by somebody else to kill RFK. Did you know that Sirhan Sirhan has his own cook and his own time in the yard? Now, you may think that's a special thing, but it's not a special thing because if they put him in the general population, they'll kill him. And the reason they'll take his life is that RFK, Robert F. Kennedy, was running, and part of his platform was serious prison reform. If RFK had been elected, you won't believe what a prison would have been like. It would have been a country club because he thought, you know, instead of whacking a guy with a brick every 5 minutes, you know, you teach him, you rehab him, you try to put him out. Some guys can't be rehabbed, I get it. But at the end of the day, this is what he wanted. Now, here's the tension on the rope with Sirhan Sirhan. With 15 denials, 77 years old, the prosecutor, the actual prosecutor, did not even show up to the last hearing. Why? Because they think it's a moot point. It's a dead issue. If you want to let him out, let him out. If you don't want to let him out, don't let him out. Now, where's the Kennedy family on this? Three of JFK's kids, RFK rather, three of RFK's kids say, let him out. It's over. He's done his time. Let him out. But six, yeah, he had nine kids, man. Jeez. Six of the other kids say, never let him out. He should not get out. They'll probably be there for the 16th hearing. Ethel Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy's wife, before she died, said he should never get out. Now, it begs another question, too. If Jeff Left had shot a guy, and I was 77, and I'm coming up on parole, would I get out? I'm just a regular guy, shot another regular guy. And what's really crazy is all this happening because he shot a Kennedy. You know what I mean? I mean, look at Hinckley shot Reagan. Or shot at him. I think he did hit him. James Brady died. But at the end of the day, he got out. Wasn't he after Jodie Foster and all these other? He's a crazy guy. And he was in an insane asylum for a long, long time. And so I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Should they give him a pass? Excuse me. Should they give him a pass? So that's one of the big stories. And then, of course, the story I read under that is Michael, the guy that killed Michael Jordan's father, he's up for parole. And he's been up for parole. But when it comes time for the parole, it is suddenly revoked. Can anybody tell me why? They're not answering questions. So the guy that killed Jordan's father, suddenly his parole is revoked. You know, probation, and what do they call the prison system people? I'm telling you right now, they're powerful. They are so powerful. I've seen them overturn even a judge's ruling. Judge says you're going to do 25 years, and the prison system says, yeah, you've been a good guy, and we're going to let you go in 15. And they can actually make those decisions. So I don't know. I don't know where you are on this. I remember this. I was only a kid in 68. I was 12. But clearly, and I mean clearly, this is a tension thing. You can call in right now. We do have one call, 701-258-0550. Toll free if you're zipping around the state, 1-800-228-0550. And it's something. Now, I'm not taking this name on the bottom, am I? No. Oh, okay. I thought we had a call. So I think that's a powerful story. I really do. Also, another story that came to my attention is the North Dakota Highway Patrol. They did a really cool thing. They say now is the time to arrange for a sober ride over the New Year's weekend. Officials today say troopers will be out all weekend looking to make impaired drivers get them off the road. But to help drivers find a safe ride home, the state is making $10 vouchers for Lyft available. More information can be found at vision.zero-dot-nd-dot.gov. And, wow, 10 bucks? I think that's a good thing. I think that's good when the state wants to spend the money like that. Don't you? I know I do. I want to get them off the road. I want to keep them off the road, for sure. Other stories that I thought was amazing. Oh, COVID's in the news, but my gosh. I had COVID, I just want you to know. I'm 65 years old. I know I don't sound it. I'm 65 years old, and I had COVID. I did not take the shot. And I'm okay if you take the shot. I'm okay if you don't take the shot. You know? Now, out of the radio station, I'm a pastor and a counselor. Okay? It's what I do when I get out of here. But, you know, I'm just letting you know, I told everybody in my church, whether you take the shot or don't take the shot, just take it in faith. Take it in faith. Romans 14, if you want to turn to it, and I won't take an offering, I promise, but Romans 14 is an amazing verse. It says, happy is the man who does not condemn himself in what he himself approves. Let me say it again. This is Romans 14, I think it's 23. Happy is the man or woman who does not condemn himself in what he himself approves. And then the next verse is so powerful. For whatever is not from faith is sin. And so I tell people over and over again, if you're going to not take the shot, then do it in faith. And let's see what happens. If you're going to take the shot and the boosters and everything, do it in faith. Now, I understand Christians who, in faith, either take or not take the shot, die. Well, there's another word in theology called sovereignty, and God is sovereign. He gets what he wants. He's God. But at the end of the day, I can tell you right now, there's a thread in all 66 books of the Bible, clearly, that faith is it. And I heard an acronym for faith that I thought was fantastic. Forsaking all, I trust him. And so you do it by faith. You know, what did my doctor say? And you make the choice, and all of a sudden your friends come up and go, what do you mean you took the shot? You know, or what do you mean you didn't take the shot? Are you out of your mind? You got diabetes, you got high blood, and they come at you. They came at me. You know, Jeff, I got low-grade diabetes and low-grade high blood pressure. But, and then all of a sudden, I survived it. Now, I got to tell you what happened after I survived it. I'm still kind of like, I still get tired a lot. I really do. But I survived it. I didn't have to be hospitalized or intubated or anything like that. So I'm talking to the medical community, and the medical community says to me, well, you know what, Jeff? You're now in a herd immunity that didn't take the shot and whose white count was powerful enough to kill it. So you survived it. But I was really bad. Oh, man, was I sick. 103 temp one night. And I was dizzy. I was holding on to furniture going to the bathroom. I looked like a drunk, you know. But I'm just saying, you know, whether you take the shot or don't take the shot, don't let your friends kill you. You know, just say, hey, I made a decision, but I made it in faith. Why? Because happy is the man who does not condemn himself in what he himself believes. You'd be a hypocrite at that point. Imagine taking or not taking the shot because somebody else said something. Imagine taking or not taking the shot because friends convinced you. No. You should live your life by faith, because whatever is not from faith is sin. And that's just where I'm at. That's where the Bible's at. And I think it's the best defense. Anybody who tries to come at you, whether you took it or not, you've got the best defense. Because what are they going to say? Hey, the Lord was leading me to not take the shot. And so I survived COVID-19. I'm going to have a T-shirt made. I survived COVID-19. I'm in that special herd immunity. And I feel like mooing like a cow because I'm in that special herd. And my white count at 65 is pretty darn good. Isn't that nice? It really is. And I don't know where you are on it, but you can give me a call. Why don't you give me a call? 258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There is something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pick one thing that can help improve the air you breathe, it would be calling H.A. Thompson & Sons today and asking the indoor air quality experts to come to your home, to come to your business, and give you solutions. Get the bad stuff out, all the viruses. Flu is spiking like crazy right now. Get it out of here. The COVID stuff, get it out of here. They're doing this for major facilities all across the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana.
Long-term care facilities, nursing homes is an example, hospitals, obviously, air exchange, very important. But you can do it for your home at a low cost. They have all kinds of a range of options. Indoor air quality experts, call them at H.A. Thompson & Sons since 1908 or go online to hatandsons.com. So we're counting days to the Bison being in Frisco, Texas once again for a national championship. And another game day giveaway awaits. The final of the year for my friends at PetroServe USA. Registered now for two $500 PetroServe USA gift cards. And if you're headed to Frisco, maybe you're hopping our bus to go down there, here's what I'd do. Load up in the Bison apparel. You can get it at any PetroServe USA location. And get registered for the Bison game day giveaway at the official convenience store of the NDSU Bison, PetroServe USA.
AM 1100, the flag. It's 9:21. I'm Jeff Left in for Scott Hennin, and he's on a well-deserved vacation. So here I am on the What's on Your Mind morning show. And let me just dovetail one more thing. I told you about COVID and me, but they go from 10 days to 5 days. Where's the science on this? On if you test positive for COVID, but you're asymptomatic, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it goes from 10 days to 5 days. And the NFL jumps on this, and I wonder what happened behind the scenes in the NFL, because they were looking at 10 days, they were looking at playoff games, they were looking at how many players are testing positive, 10 days, off the field, just a drag, it's going to kill us. It's going to kill the NFL, because what you'll have is B squads all over the place. And then nobody's going to want to watch the game. The stars aren't in. It's not fair. So-and-so lost to so-and-so because they were COVID out. And so, you know, all of a sudden they just bring it to 5 days. I'd love for somebody to show me the science that happened overnight that 10 days becomes 5 days. I sat in my house for 2 weeks because of the 10-day rule. And my grandson, who's living with me, 3 weeks out of school. 3 weeks. It could have been 5 days, because you know what? I don't think they knew from the beginning. I don't think they knew what was 10 days or five. They just made it up, like they're making a lot of this COVID stuff up. It is nothing short of amazing. And I don't know. I mean, I'm not some conspiracy theorist, but I don't trust the government as far as I can. I think they make this stuff up. You know, I'm just saying. Also in the news today, I thought this was good, too. This Galil, I don't know how to say her first name, Gajil Maxwell, she's guilty on 5 of 6 counts. You've got to be kidding. I think she, you know, I talked to friends of mine, that's got to be the next suicide. You know what I mean? Epstein was the first suicide. I wonder if she'll be a suicide, you know, that they'll find. She's got the Rolodex, too. She can talk about a lot of things. And did you see in a related story? This is amazing. Prince Andrew, that's right, Prince Andrew, has made an unprecedented request for the evidence in this trial to be kept secret. He does not want it out to the general public. Well, Andy, what do you got to hide there, Andy? You know? And I wonder how many other stars, how many other politicians, how many other powerful people would like to align themselves with Prince Andrew. And we can't let any of this evidence in this trial. Well, I'm sure there's a lot of people shaken, you know. If I'm not mistaken, I read a while ago that Bill Gates, isn't he getting a divorce or he separated, isn't that true? He separated or something, his wife, because his name was on the list. So the wifey, you know, Melinda Gates, found out that he was there. So I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm telling you, she's got, and if she's got this Rolodex, you would think that all these powerful people in the music industry, in politics, in everything, would put pressure on them to release her, you know, and that's all there is to it. Hey, can I take that call, or is it didn't turn green, Dustin? Maybe yes, maybe no. Can I take that call? So maybe not. It's not ready. Okay, let me give you another one, and we'll take the call, Fred. Elizabeth Holmes trial is another one. Elizabeth Holmes. Wow. I mean, this lady, I think they're going to get a hung jury. Why? Because there's a couple of people just saying no. And they can't get it. What if it's a hung jury with Elizabeth Holmes? That's going to be amazing. Now, I hear she's broke. She was a billionaire that's broke. And so the judge kind of divvied everything up back to anybody. And, thank you very much. Let's go to Fred on line one. COVID in the new year. Fred, hi. You're on the What's on Your Mind morning show.
Yes. Jess, my name is Fred. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
What's it like sitting in a big chair there?
Yeah, it's
Scott's gone. And here you are.
And what a difference, you know what I mean? Me to Scott, but I'm struggling through, but he does it like riding a bike. But it's a beautiful studio, and everybody's here helping me, so that's good news.
Okay, are you in the new studio down there in Fargo?
Oh, yeah. We're still building on, too.
Oh, cool.
But we're not in the really new studios.
I'm coming to visit it. He tells us where it's at, and us people out here in the hinterlands of Wing, North Dakota. We get to Fargo once in a while. We're going to come and visit that new studio, and I promised him a dozen eggs from our new chicken business that we got out here.
Well, that's good. Hey, Fred, I'm up against a hard break in a minute and a half. What's your point with COVID in the new year?
Well, the old year, it started out that everybody was going to, we're going to vaccinate. Everything's going to be great. And it turns out the vaccine doesn't work. All this stuff works. You know, there's a lot of bad stuff that got done to us. These people are just one lie after another, Fauci lying, all this stuff. I'm not putting a lot of trust in the doctors right now. I do feel that there's a lot of doctors out there and a lot of people, even our governor and our government, that did bad things to us. And it's going to take a long time for me to earn their trust again. And that's what they did to us in 21. 22, we're going to have to hold them accountable and get it all straight. Thank you for the time to talk about it.
Oh, you bet, Fred. Have a great day. And you know what? He makes a good point. He really does. He makes a fantastic point. Trust? You got to be kidding me. Trust is just a name on a bank anymore when it comes to government. I don't know who trusts the government. But again, I come back to the 10 days to the 5 days. I mean, what a joke. It had to be 10 days, and all of a sudden you're free. I'll tell you what, when I had COVID-19, I went in, I tested. They told me I had COVID. I said, okay. I went back home. And then when my grandson went in to get tested, I happened to have told a guy, it's been 10 days for me. And he said to me, don't get tested. I said, what do you mean? If you test positive, it's another 10 days. I said, you've got to be kidding. He said, no. I said, but if I don't get tested, you just believe that in 10 days, I can't get anybody sick. He says, yeah. What a made-up thing. Folks, we're going to the break. We're coming back at 9:30. Got another great guest, Tom Schatz, with the Citizens Against Government Waste.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
COVID-19 cases in the United States reached a pandemic record this week of 265,000 plus cases a day on average. It should be noted deaths and hospitalizations are not keeping pace. A jury found Ghislaine Maxwell guilty on 5 of 6 counts related to her role in Jeffrey Epstein's sexual abuse of minor girls. U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Damian Williams.
Unanimous jury has found Ghislaine Maxwell guilty of one of the worst crimes imaginable, facilitating and participating in the sexual abuse of children, crimes that she committed with her longtime partner and co-conspirator, Jeffrey Epstein.
Maxwell attorney Bobby Sternheim, after the verdict was read Wednesday evening.
We firmly believe in Ghislaine's innocence. Obviously, we are very disappointed with the verdict. We have already started working on the appeal, and we are confident that she will be vindicated.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
By our friends at Gas Diesel, they have that great additive that has saved tens of thousands of dollars of diesel repair. Ask them about 4-Plus additive, the anti-gel, the super clean turbo cleaner. It's the best. You can find it where auto parts are sold, too, now. If you don't see it there, say, hey, how about some 4-Plus additive here from DAC Diesel? Give CJ a call and get yours. They're a leading repair shop for all things diesel in Bismarck, but selling this 4-Plus additive everywhere. Call them, 701-258-5011, 258-5011, online at DACDiesel.com.
AM 1100 The Flag, I'm Jeff, I'm in for Scott Hennin. This is the What's on Your Mind morning show. I want to say hi to KFYR, the other stations that are carrying this report. We're statewide right now. KFYR, AM 550 in Bismarck, KTGO AM 1090, and FM 92.4 in Tioga, and WZFG, AM 1100 The Flag here, and on FM 92.3. So the statewide footprint is on. We're the whole state right now. And I'm so happy that I've got my next guest. I am not kidding. Tom Schatz is the president of Citizens Against Government Waste. Every year they put out that pink pork barrel book that I've loved over the years. Tom, good morning. How's Washington this morning?
Washington is still here. Members of Congress are not. So they are not wasting our money, at least at this very moment, or more of it.
Do you remember me at all from the years I called you from Fargo or no? Yes, I thought you would.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Of course.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I thank you so much for taking the call this morning, because for those who do not know what Citizens Against Government Waste does, I think they ought to know. Can you give us a definition of what the organization does?
Citizens Against Government Waste was founded in 1984 following the report of the Grace Commission under President Ronald Reagan. We're very, very happy to be part of the Reagan administration legacy over the many, many years. And since the organization was founded, we have helped save taxpayers more than $2 trillion. I know in Washington, that's a drop in the bucket, but for everybody else, it's real money. And every year, as you mentioned, we issue the Congressional Pig Book, the list of pork barrel spending. We also produce a comprehensive list of spending cuts called Prime Cuts, which is a good location for members of Congress to find things to say, like when President Biden says, where can you cut? Well, we have the answers, as do many others. They just don't have the will to do it. So that's essentially what the organization does.
And why, I guess psychologically or professionally, why do these senators and congressmen do this? It's a known fact that isn't it like a feather in their cap if they bring pork back home to their state? I can remember those conversations where it's like, well, LBJ brought the Houston Rocket Center there. I forget the name of it. But every senator or congressman wants to bring back something that's a landmark for their legacy, you know?
Well, that's, of course, true. And it's interesting because pork barrel spending or earmarks never constituted more than about 1% of the discretionary budget, meaning not Social Security or Medicare, you know, agency spending. Yet it took up a lot of time and effort. It was disproportionately spent. It still is. When the members of Congress had their names attached to these expenditures from 2008 to 2010, 51% of the earmarks went to members of the House and Senate Appropriations Committees, and 61% of the money. Now, those members constitute 15% of the total members of Congress. So you can see how disproportionate and unfair it is. Led to corruption, led to members going to jail.
Wow.
Yet they decided to bring them back for this Congress, and Republicans in the House strangely voted with Democrats to bring them back. Now, the Senate did not agree to that, but it still it just makes really no sense, other than, as you say, they think that it helps them to get reelected.
But I'm shocked that Republicans in the House wanted to bring it back. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. The sentiment in the Republican Party right now, if you're conservative, is you got to be out of your mind to do this, you know?
Yeah, well, there weren't the members of Congress who are currently in office, a large majority of them were not here when their former colleagues went to jail and staff went
right.
to jail, lobbyists went
right.
to jail. They forget. And so they get enticed by what we call Potomac fever. You get inside the Beltway and you see the
yep.
money and it's not yours. And what's the consequence for wasting someone else's money, right?
Amazing.
When I get reelected, maybe I don't. So the incentives in Washington are quite different than they are for a, quote unquote, normal business.
Do you, off the top of your head, remember anything from North Dakota that was crazy? Probably not.
Yes,
that's
I
probably...
do.
You
I
do?
Absolutely do?
Oh, go.
Yep.
Wow.
I do. The Lawrence Welk Museum. $50,000 was allocated. I think it was now $500,000. I'm sorry.
$500,000.
I think it was $500,000 was allocated for the Lawrence Welk Museum. And it's one of the highlights of our congressional pig book database that we have on our website. In fact, if knowing that we have a few months, I'm going to find it exactly. It's that easy to find. But it is it's one of those items that I think it was maybe 19. It's saved on my search bar here.
Wow.
I think this was 1991. Here it is. I'm right. That's $500,000. It was to restore the boyhood home of Lawrence Welk in Strasbourg, a population of 553 people.
Exactly.
That was 1991, the first year of the Congressional Pig Book.
That's amazing. $500,000 to restore the home that he grew up in. You know, the Welk family is worth a ton of money. They should have done that. You know, that should have been a privately ventured thing. Am I right?
Of course, that's part of the problem. Right. Well, that's true for all of these items. Look, there was one that was $500,000 to build a teapot museum in Sparta, North Carolina. That never got off the ground because the local folks didn't want to match the money, and the owner of the teapots decided at the end he didn't want to give away the teapots. So, $50 million for an indoor rainforest in Coralville, Iowa, that one never got built because, again, it was a local match for that expense, and they shopped it around the state, and eventually they said no. So sometimes they don't get done.
Okay.
Most of the time, they do.
And in the North Dakota example of Lawrence Welk, do you remember the senator that floated that one? Or is that too much to ask for in the database?
In those days, they did not include the names of the senators or representatives. And so unless it was added by the House or the Senate, it was difficult to identify it with a member of Congress. Now, former, the late Senator Robert Byrd, you could see a long list of items added for West Virginia. In the Senate or in the conference with the House, and you knew that it was him. And he proudly announced it. I mean, half the state has something named after him.
Jeez. And he puts his name on everything he brings home. The bird the bird that. That's amazing. And so do you have, we border Minnesota, and many of our listeners are in western Minnesota. Do you have anything from Minnesota off the top of your head that was crazy? Or do you have to look that up?
I don't know about crazy, not as crazy as Lawrence Welk needs me.
Oh, my gosh, no. That's just nuts. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jeff, anybody can go to our website, cagw.org, like I'm literally doing as we speak, and you can go to our earmark database, which is a new tool that we put together in the past year. And you can look up any state. You can look up any project. You can look up a member of Congress. So if you wanted to look for something in the state, and we have names where we have the capability of adding the name, like a lot of the ones from Minnesota were courtesy of Senators Klobuchar and former Senator Al Franken, because we had their names then, and some of them don't. But you can see members of Congress, representatives, and Tim Walz, and many others. So you can see them, like cereal disease in St. Paul. you can find all kinds of things.
It's amazing. The website is nothing short of, it just hit me like a brick in 91 for the Lawrence Welk thing. We had Team North Dakota at that point. We had Pomeroy, Dorgan, and Conrad, all Democrats. And one of them had to do it, or maybe all three. They'd love to sign on to that thing. It's Team North Dakota. That's what they were called. I looked in the book today, and I just want to, $20 million for an Asia foundation to improve the lives of Asians. Why are we spending any money to improve the lives of an Asian? You know?
It's improving lives, of course, a dynamic and developing Asia, which is even worse in a sense. Like, Asia is pretty developed and pretty dynamic. Yeah. And the Asia Foundation duplicates the work of the State Department. This is one of those things that really should be funded solely by the private sector. In fact, we analyzed their budget based on their financial statement. They have an annual budget of $106 million. This earmark is almost 20% of their funding. Mm-hmm. They had 715 donors in 2019. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Corporations, foundations, governments. And so if each of those private sources threw in another $28,000 a piece, that equals the amount of money that our taxpayers are providing for this Asia Foundation. It's one of those things that some member of Congress, we're never sure who, keeps adding and adding to the appropriations bills.
And what's really crazy is our system of government is kind of puts us in a bad position, because when they're putting a bill together, everybody can glom on with whatever they think, and that's how they get that stuff in there, right? If you want to get the bill passed, you got to give me what I want. You got to give them what they want. You know?
Right. And again, it's about power. It's about the ability to control the legislation as it's written. That's why, as I mentioned earlier, the Appropriations Committee members got far more than their quote unquote fair share of the earmarks. And that's one of the reasons why, as we've said, it is surprising that new or newer members of Congress said it's okay to bring back earmarks, because they thought that they would get something, but they don't understand how it works. I don't think that it's something that would probably happen again if the Republicans, as seems likely, take back the House and Senate. I just don't see them doing it once they're back in the majority, because that's how they lost it in 2006.
Right. Exactly.
You know, they just went overboard.
Well, I can see that. I've got 60 seconds to a hard break. Can I keep you over the break? Okay.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
Okay, good. But that's, you know, I'm just stunned. If the Republicans do take over, does this just go? There's nothing you can do about the stuff that's already been allocated, right, or no?
So, it's funny. You can, the money sits around forever unless it is literally and in writing repealed. So some members of Congress, like the late Senator Tom Coburn and others, tried to get money back for appropriations that were not spent, earmarks that were not funded or spent. And you literally have to pass another act of Congress to get the money back.
Another act of Congress.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but they
want to
use it for something else.
That's amazing. Tom Schatz is with us. He's the president of Citizens Against Government Waste. And it's just amazing. You can give him a call, too, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. What's on your mind? On AM 1100, The Flag, I'm Jeff Left, in for Scotty Hennen.
Right here, right now, is where life happens, where you do you. the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers. News breaks every minute. Now, millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax when they really need to know. I do it, and you should too. Newsmax is already the fourth highest-rated cable news channel. Get the latest on COVID, the inflation surge, and what's really happening in Washington. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Tune in tonight at 7 p.m. Central and watch Grant Stinchfield. He's warning of the growing threat from China. Stinchfield is asking the tough questions. He's fighting for you. So tune in to Newsmax tonight for Stinchfield on all major cable systems in North Dakota and South Dakota, except for Midco. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels on basic cable but won't carry Newsmax. Remember that when Midco asks you to sign up for their services. Let them know you won't subscribe. Millions are also watching the free Newsmax app on their phones. You can get it for free on your smartphone store right now. Newsmax. I trust it. So can you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Right now is a good time to think about what this year will bring for you and your family. Maybe you're thinking about a equipment auction. Maybe the time to sell is now. Have that conversation. Talk to the pros, our friends, the folks that support what's on your mind, Pipers. Go to Pipers.com, and you'll get an idea of the facilities they have, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota. Every single auction is online at Pipers right now. On-site and online auctions coming in 2022. Talk to the pros. America's land auctioneer. Equipment auctions, too. Plan now for 2022 with our friends at Pipers. Find out more at Pipers.com.
AM 1100, the flag. Here it is, 9:50, 10 minutes away from the 10 o'clock hour. And And by the way, this is statewide. We're on KFYR AM 550 in Bismarck, KTGO AM 1090, FM 92 in Tioga, and WZFG AM 1100, Fargo Moorhead 92.3 on the FM dial. I'm Jeff Lefton for Scott Henin. And with me is Tom Schatz. By the way, tomorrow, I want you to know, Ron Ness is taking the show tomorrow. Scotty is back next week from his vacation. Tom Schatz is with me. He's the president of Citizens Against Government Waste. Tom, what's that website again? People can look up the pig book.
It is CAGW.org for Citizens Against Government Waste. So CAGW.org. Not just the pig book, but a lot of other expenses that will make you not that happy.
You had drilled on the break, and you found out who was the governmental official that got the $500,000 to restore Lawrence Welk's home. Can you believe it? And that was who?
That was Senator Quentin Burdick, who I remember. Uh-huh. I worked on Capitol Hill before I came to Citizens Against Government. I certainly remember him. So, yes, it was Senator Burdick who added this money to turn his small birthplace into a museum.
That is
amazing.
That was,
it's one of those that I remember for, you just remember, really? like 20, and then there was the late Senator Ted Stevens, who was a huge pork barrel professional, or whatever you want to call him, but he just owned a lot of pork, and he once added $25 million for a supercomputer at the University of Alaska to try to trap energy from the aurora borealis, because he thought that could help light the world. And again, I don't make that up. He had made a speech on the floor about Jules Verne and the future, and
It's amazing. You can't make it up. You can't make it up. You know, you said a special word. I wrote it down last break, and we've only got till 54 here. But you said the word duplicate. And isn't a lot of this duplicate? Because I found, what did I find? $120 million for the National Guard counter-drug program when $2.3 billion is going to the DEA for the same thing?
And there is, there is just no way to stop members of Congress other than making it clear to them that taxpayers are tired of this. And that worked for a while. There was a moratorium on earmarks until earmarks were restored in the House for this current fiscal year, 2022. And so they haven't quite gotten that far because they have what's called a continuing resolution. But it's there, and they're in the appropriations or spending bills. But I think the message, certainly based on the recent elections and what we expect in 2022, will be that taxpayers want more fiscal responsibility in Washington. After all the money that's been spent over the past year and a half, a lot of which was not related to the pandemic, it was to help other constituencies, the Build Back Better plan that's currently being set aside. It does add up after time. It had to be $8 billion for people to pay attention, but it is too much, and I think people are finally going to say enough. And I think this idea that earmarks are coming back will probably disappear once the next election occurs.
Tom, I can't thank you enough for this conversation. Give us the website one more time and where people can look up all that great stuff on Citizens Against Government Waste. Wow.
You can go to CAGW.org, Citizens Against Government Waste, CAGW.org. Jeff, it's great talking to you again. Happy to do it any time. And to everyone in North Dakota, have a wonderful and happy New Year.
You too. Have a great day in Washington too, my friend. Tom Schatz, the president of Citizens Against Government Waste. Hey, want to let you know, I'll do it again quick. Scott's back next week, and Ron Ness is taking the show tomorrow. And, got another guest coming up. I can't wait for this conversation. Kim Koppelman happens to be the current head of the North Dakota House. He's the top guy, and we're going to talk to him. And that's coming up, too, next on What's on Your Mind. Oh, do I? All right. I got another minute. So I've got some great questions for Kim, and then I want to also let you know that at 10:30 this morning, I've got Mark Jaritsma. He's from the North Dakota Family Alliance. They have something really good that's going on, and I've got a story for him about something that happened to me a long, long time ago when I was a talk show host a long, long time ago about a caller who called in, and we were talking about the abortion issue, and she posed a question to me about a friend of hers, and I brought up five things, stunned the listener. It was just amazing. It really was, and I think he's going to like that story, and I think you will too. And I want to thank Scotty for letting me on here. I really do. I mean, this is fun. This is tough, but it's fun. What's on your mind morning show on AM 1100 The Flag, KFYR, AM 550 Bismarck, KTGO, and WZFG. We're back right after this.
Colder weather's coming. What a time to get the hot spring spas and pool tables, too, and have some indoor fun. Right, Vince?
Right. We have Olhausen and Brunswick game tables. We have them in stock. We have them on display. And in today's world, you can come in, actually pick something out, and get it delivered almost immediately. It brings the family together.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Call Vince Wepker and the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, now. 844-200-7727. Online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com. We're at Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.